music lovers, welcome to another episode of Musical Perspectives. Today we go in as a fundamental element of music. We're going to look at rhythm and how it keeps us tapping our toes and how music actually works to get our hearts racing and having a good time. So let's go. Okay, so in our exploration of rhythm today, we need to first understand heartbeat. We need to understand that just like our heartbeats mirror our emotions, rhythm mirrors the soul of a musical piece. So tempo sets the pace, rhythm creates patterns and adds life to the melodies. Without rhythm, basically, music would be like a ship without a compass, and that is directionless. Oh my word, this all sounds cheesy, but it is a perspective that one needs to know in order to understand how the elements of music work together. So if we look at our first example of a song that we're going to unpack, we're going to look at a groovy funk tune or listen to a groovy funk tune, and then we're going to figure out what the rhythm is. That is, can you find which instrument currently holds the rhythm in this song? Yes, so the bass drum is carrying the rhythm throughout this whole song. It carries it. And then the drum kit comes at the end to provide the heartbeat or the pulse. It's a continuous beat throughout. And that's laid the foundation for a beautiful rhythm that the bass guitar plays. And then there's room now to develop and create a bit more. Now we can hear harmonies coming in from other guitars and the like. And if we carry on with our cheesy expression, harmony is sort of the personality of the music. So if we're building layer by layer, you would start off with your heartbeat. Now we have movement, momentum. Then that is layered with rhythm, which is emotions, and harmony we can look at as the personality. Now we start to have melodies that we can add on top. Now we actually have some life, some momentum, and the music is moving, as you can hear. You can groove to it, you can play to it, you can sing to it. We could add different elements that would now enhance and would inform what mood we would want to portray if we are telling a story, if we are creating a movie, etc. And now it's time to put our drumming to the test with a segment called Drum Fill Dilemmas. Here, I'm going to put your drumming knowledge to the test, and I'm going to ask you if you can identify a particular song just from hearing a snippet of its signature drum fill. So, here's the song. Okay, so please go to Musical Perspectives Podcast on Facebook to answer the question, what is the name of the song, the artist that has that drum fill as an entry? And I'm going to put some tech news, which is quite interesting. There's a new drum machine that's out. So everyone that is into drum machines and then drum tech, the next technology, here it is. Electron's Digitact 2 is here, and that's featuring stereo samples, some extra RAM and storage boosts, and tons more that they have added in. So Electron has lifted the veil on the highly anticipated Digitech 2 as the follow-up to one of the most popular drum computers and samplers on the market. The Digitact 2 faces some pretty high expectations, though certainly it looks poised to meet them, with a host of significant upgrades, including support of stereo samples, increased RAM, and storage, and expanded sequencer, new filter machines, and a ton more. If you're interested in this, make sure to go to musictech.com, and that'll give you a full spectrum of what the Digitect has for you, the Digitect 2, that is, as a drum machine that has just come out. And now, the last segment of our show is On This Day in Music. So we take a look at historic events that happened back in time, starting with what happened on this day in 1998. Well, apparently, Aerosmith, Steven Tyler broke his knee at a concert in Alaska, delaying Aerosmith's Nine Lives tour and necessitating camera angles adjustments for the filming of the video for I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. In 2001, on this day, Rod Stewart asked for a change in wedding vows, bringing them up to date and to be treated like a dog license. Stewart said, "A change is needed because they've been in existence for 600 years when people used to be, when people used to live until they were 35. And that's obviously not the case. I don't know, should we thank him? Should we not?" In 2009, on this day, an anonymous Queen fan won a 2-hour one-on-one guitar lesson with Brian May after bidding £7,600 at a private charity auction. Whoa, that is cool. The auction was in support of the Action for Brazil's Children Trust, of which May is a patron. It was held in Cuckoo Club in London as an exclusive event. Pretty cool. On this day in 2006, 15 of Prince's albums made it into the UK chart as fans rushed to buy his music following his sudden death. Six were in the top 40, and the very best of Ultimate and Purple Rain at 2, 3, and 4. And that's it for today's show. I hope you had a lovely time. Remember,
and that's it for today's show.
I hope you had a lovely time. Remember,
like to please download, support, like,
go on to Musical Perspectives podcast on Facebook, and I'll see you in the next one.